Yeah.
This is neat because what you see is what happened on the bottom. This was all here. Lock on the inside. Pencil sharpener. Some of the stories that we've heard have ranged from they were just very strict parents back in the day, and the thing that we've heard that was the first story we heard, and I stick with just because the more I hear it adds, it starts and adds up, is that Cletus was kind of a raging drunk and was very physically abusive in many ways to his children. So Mama put this on here to for the children to protect themselves, and he was drunk.
I'm a big fan of Halloween and scary movies, so I've been to a lot of haunted houses in my time. In my experience, they usually involve somebody clutching onto you as you guide them through a semi-dark maze that is dotted with dizzying strobe lights and lots of plastic body parts soaked in fake blood, while people in creepy clown masks or mad scientists jump out at you from various hidden corners. But then there's Scaredown, located in Waynesville, Ohio. Scaredown is not your typical haunted house. Scaredown proposes to be 100% pure, straight out of hell, wish you were never born evil. According to their website, their goal is to make you lose control of every bodily function you have. The haunt offers attractions with such creepy names as Devil House, the Hellbilly Workshop, and Camp Cletus Corn Maze. But there's a lot more to this site than you might expect. What makes this attraction unique are the people behind the scenes, but most of all, it's the fact that the events portrayed at Scaredown actually happened. Think of it as a real-life Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And what's more, they happened at the site. I'm speaking with Josh Hasty, creator and director of Scaredown here on the site. Thanks for letting me come visit.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about the history of this area itself. According to local lore, there's some things that happened around here.
Yeah, in the late 1800s, there was supposedly a murder, several murders that happened here. It's funny because we actually, I got a hold of our real estate agent who wanted to have, I told him I wanted to have something that had some sort of haunted history with it. So he found a few places and I just fell in love with this one because of the farm thing. But the history that he told us was that there was just someone, one person murdered in the house, and I was excited about that. Just for, you know, not excited about it, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Excited that it had some sort of haunted history, and it was. He said it was in the late 1800s. The house is actually one of the first houses in Warren County. It was one of the old original pioneer homes, so it's got a lot of history in general. But as we started talking to people locally and people who are, you know, are history buffs or whatever, who love the, you know, the history of the area, the story that we got, the two main ones were that there was a mom and dad of these three children, and everybody seems to use the word, the name Elizabeth for the girl, and no one really knows any names of the other ones. We had heard the name Cletus used as the father, and then there's, I mean, literally heard no other names of anyone else, but the main story was that the two parents had, with assistance from Cletus's farmhands, murdered the three children. That was the original story. And then we had a guy filling up our cistern, and he came out and asked if we had heard about the murders here. He was telling us about a murder that happened. There was a guy, he says his name was Gerald Blevins, and he said that he was shot in the back of the head with a shotgun right behind the barn. He thought that's what we had the whole history of the place made on. Not the case. Obviously, it's, you know, Mama's our main character. We have her, Cletus, and then Elizabeth. And the story that we find to be the most consistent is that they, the two parents, murdered the children. Mama, as we call her, murdered Elizabeth in the house, from what we've heard, again, most consistently. And then Cletus and his farmhands murdered the children. They were having a little camp out, and then I guess they started attacking them in the camp out, and then they ran through the cornfield. And, you know. So that's the story that we hear the most. It's a story that seems to be the core. We had paranormal investigators come out in February, and they did an investigation, loved it, and got a lot of activity, video, EVP, pictures, and they asked if they could come back. And of course, I was happy to have them back, so they came back on their own time and their own dollar to just do another investigation. There's a lot of activity in the house. We're really excited to open it up this season and let people who love to do ghost tours and that get the experience that we have all the time being out here.
How did you yourself get started in the business of running a haunted house?
It was like, I guess, a domino effect, if you will. I've produced several films. I've recorded a couple albums, and that's kind of where I came from, doing music and film. And then I just always loved haunted houses, and I love the idea that most of the films I've done are horror films, short and feature, and I just love the idea of being able to deliver that to a new audience live in person every single night. I just love this season, and I love this concept, and it just turned into, a labor of love to try to do what I'm now doing, which is create what I think is the best haunted attraction experience.
Here in Waynesville at Scaredown, you basically have three different attractions, if you will.
It is very much an extension of what I do in filmmaking and in music. And I think that's what a lot of people... Last year was our first year. All we had was the barn last year. And it got such a phenomenal response. You know, some of the reviews and some of the articles that were written about it were just dead on, you know, right on point for what I was aiming for. A City Beat did an article and said that it was the only haunted house I've been through that was actually like walking through a horror film, and that was what I wanted, with the music, with the lighting, the use of ironic music and just the storyline. That's one thing that drives me crazy, is that a lot of these haunts, they're themed after something from the outside, and then you get in and you're like, well, why is there a clown here? Why is, you know, this monkey here? What's going on? This isn't what I walked into. And people recognize that, and it takes them out of the element. It takes them out, you know, they go into this experience, and it'd be like watching a horror movie, and then in the end it's a romantic comedy. As far as coming from filmmaking, it's sticking to a storyline, it's character development. I work very closely with my acting manager, who actually is the one who plays Mama, Shanna, to make sure that the actors playing the characters know everything about these characters. This year, something that's different. I had a music producer named John Autopsy out in LA, and we worked very closely on creating an original soundtrack for everything here. And we worked for quite a while on going back and forth of, this is what this room sounds like, this is what this character's feeling, this is what I want the people in this room to feel like. So, I mean, it really is it's not just, you know, a guy who likes haunted houses who wants to make a bunch of money. So the house is actually haunted. It's got the ghost tours in it. So you have tour guides who will take you through. There's no special effects. There's no actors. There's light music in the background just for ambience. And then that's it. The lights are on, and you walk through. And it's a really haunted place. So it's tour guides tell you what happened, and you walk through. And very rarely will you walk through there and something not happen. Last year we tried to open the house and the barn. The house was forced to be shut down. One of our crew members was cleaning up in there and was supposedly pushed down the stairs. There's a main staircase in the back. It's a very narrow staircase. So this year we've got the waiver. The house is open. It's ready to rock. So when you go through that, you'll hear the story of what happened here in depth with a tour guide. You'll see the house that it happened in. You'll be standing in the rooms that the murders happened in. You'll be hearing facts from our tour guides who know the history of the house and or know everything about this farm. After that, you'll be able to go into what we call the corn maze. We call it Camp Cletus. It's themed, you know, in part to the story of the house, and then you have the Hellbilly Workshop, which is the barn. The best way I can describe it is that this whole property has a story. The house is like reading the book, you know. It's I'm a director, so I direct the movie, if you will, which is the two intense attractions, and the house is the book. So a story is written, and it's up to your imagination to fill in the blanks of what the faces look like, what it smelled like, what it tasted like, what it sounded like. It's all up to you. You know, we'll give you the words, you do the rest. To just feel like they feel when they watch a horror movie. And I do that with our trailers, you know, try to make sure that they're very different from everything else that's out there. We're more than just a haunted house. We're more than three haunted houses. You know, we're a Halloween event. So each one is based off of the story that, you know, we've heard and that we believe happened here. The corn maze is unique because it's not just a corn maze. And you will see it's part corn and part lots of building, and I don't want to give too much away, but there's a lot going on in there. That's just, the corn is really just kind of an accent in the background, to be honest with you. It's very intense. It's extreme. I'm a huge fan of corn mazes, but you're kind of limited with a corn maze to an extent, so we made sure to go outside the box. It's a little over an acre in size, and it's the intensity in a level of the barn as far as just with lighting and production and actors and theme as well.
This obviously can't be something that, say, July, August comes, and you say, oh, Halloween's coming, I need to throw together a haunted house. You've been planning this for, what, a year now, 2 years?
I've been wanting to do something like this for almost 9 years. You know, every person who has a haunted house, I think, starts out in their backyard, you know, or in their parents' garage or something. I mean, everybody does that. So if you want to include that, you know, I've been a professional for 26 years. But, no, you start out doing that, and then on this level, it's unbelievable what you go through with permits and with hiring and training. Especially for me, I want my actors to be like when I'm working on a film, you know, to know the character, to study the character. So all that takes time. We don't stop. You know, we close the first weekend in November. You know, we'll take time to winterize everything because we're on a farm. So we kind of break down and then take the winter to kind of regroup. And then in January of this year, we started, okay, what are we doing this year? And I'll start kind of amongst myself, just brainstorming what I'm going to do. It's hard to say because this is only going into our second season. But at the same time, we're already got, you know, radio endorsements and this great name. So it's like I wanted to make sure that we keep that up and give people what they loved and then some this year. And I hope to be able to do that every year. But it's a never-ending thing. I mean, it's not even like, hey, it's January, we got to start. I mean, you just don't turn it off. You're always thinking, and everybody says, you know, you're about to get really busy, you know, because it's almost time to open. I'm like, no, I'm about to get really slow because it's time to open. It's finally all done, you know. It's open and then let the madness reign.
The intensity level is pretty high, so this is not something, say, you would bring your kids to, right?
People ask me that a lot. I would say no, but then again, we've had 40-year-old men go screaming out and, you know, saying that they've never been scared or never believed in haunted houses or whatever, and that they love this place now or hate it. So there's not really an age limit, I would say. Definitely as far as the content, some of it is pretty graphic, mainly just in the barn. That's the nice thing, is that all three of them aren't, you know, just completely exploitation crazy. But the barn is intense. It's definitely not for immature audiences. We'll say that. I mean, the content is mature. Our actors, we pride ourselves on our acting team being very aggressive, very upfront. I believe, as a Halloween fan, as a haunted house fan, you should be scared when you go to them. We are the shock rock when Alice Cooper first came out and everybody else is, you know, listening to the Bee Gees. It's like, it's great. They're both awesome, and there's definitely a home for both of those places, but we're the place that instead of saying, oh, wow, this is really beautiful lighting, or, you know, this is amazing, or, you know, look at these props. They probably spent $20,000 on that giant animatronic. You have your head down most of the time. You're having a good time, but you want to go take a shower after you leave. That's what happens at Scared. You know, I know a lot of guys who own other haunted houses, and they say that they used to love Halloween until they opened a haunted house, because now it's just like work. But I mean, maybe it's too early. It's only year two for me, but I don't feel that way. I love this place.
I've been speaking with Josh Hasty, creator and director of Scaredown in Waynesville, Ohio. For links to directions and more information about how you can get scared to death, please visit our website at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.